Welcome to the Patriots CLNS Media Network's post-game show. Marvin is on, Mike Molyneux. Marv, 3 years in a row.
Three years in a row. And the New England Patriots are headed to the Super Bowl.
Once again, we've sat here. We've been doing this show now for three or four seasons. And we have witnessed the Patriots again make it to the Super Bowl. The Patriots defeat the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium, 37-31 in overtime. A thrilling game, thrilling matchup of the number one and the number two seed. A game that many people thought could have went in various ways. Maybe the Kansas City Chiefs were too much for the Patriots. Maybe the Patriots, the old gunslingers, would come out and show the Kansas City Chiefs they still dominate the AFC. This game could have went in so many different directions. But in the end, I think everybody was treated to a great football game. And it came down to a man who's just been dominating the league for almost 20 years, almost 20 seasons of domination. Tom Brady once again leads his team to a victory with not only a fourth quarter comeback,
but the overtime.
But an overtime drive to earn the victory. Marv, let's get right into it. This game was awesome.
Break it down, Mike. First half, all Patriots, right? First drive, Patriots get the ball first and march it down their throats for 8 minutes. Score the touchdown, and you're like, okay, this is kind of like last week where they get the ball, they want to control the clock. And then Patriots had another chance to, once they got the ball back, play great defense against Mahomes, got the ball back, and were ready to march it down their throats again in the end zone. Brady throws an interception when they could have easily just ran it in, and then you felt kind of funny, like, uh-oh, things could get kind of weird here. You were uneasy. I know I was uneasy. Yeah. You were uneasy. But somehow, some way, they managed to end the half up 14-0. And then all of a sudden, that second half was a whirlwind. We all know about Patrick Mahomes, 16 for 31, 295 yards, three touchdowns. He came to ball, and he went crazy, Mike.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people figured the Kansas City Chiefs would not go away quietly. You know, 14-0 going into halftime, you thought, okay, solid lead, but not enough to hold the Kansas City Chiefs down. They came out with a quick strike with that first drive and scored a touchdown. Then you figured, all right, we have a game here. The Patriots only managed to get a field goal out of that third quarter. But then you get to the fourth quarter and the back and forth. These two teams combined to score 38 points in the fourth quarter. That's back and forth, nonstop action, nonstop big plays. These two teams were making it happen offensively, defensively. You know, plays were being made that at different moments in that fourth quarter, you're feeling at one moment, okay, looks like the Kansas City Chiefs are going to come back and grab this and take the win at home. And then other times you're feeling, wow, the Patriots marched into Arrowhead Stadium and they're going to steal this victory away from the Chiefs. You are back and forth nonstop. But I really feel like as great as the Kansas City Chiefs have been all season, it comes down sometimes to just a veteran team, a veteran presence in Tom Brady and Bill Belichick to go out there and really grab this game and steal the win. And that's exactly what they did. They stole a win. I mean, it was no kind of comparison to the earlier game in the NFC Championship game, but the Patriots took this win away from the Kansas City Chiefs just when they probably thought they had it.
So many people to talk about, so many players, so many key moments, so many drives we can dissect. Right now, we are on just a crazy high, just like you guys are. We're gonna check out the comments in a bit. But a guy who stands out for me, Mike, Julian Edelman, and Rob Gronkowski. Those two guys. Those are, you know, this was a weird year where Brady wasn't at his greatest.
Yep.
Edelman wasn't at his greatest, and Rob Gronkowski wasn't at his greatest. And there was times in this game where they showed it. Brady throwing that interception in the first half. We've seen him make mistakes like that earlier. Edelman, the drop pass ends up into an interception. We've seen that many times from him this year. And then the supposedly maybe muffled punt. So we've seen that. Rob Gronkowski laboring, looking slow, dropping passes. We've seen that from Gronk a little bit in this game. But those were just little miscues. Because what they did for the rest of the game, especially from the fourth on, was ridiculous. Julian Edelman ended the game 7 receptions, 96 yards. Rob Gronkowski, huge, huge in the fourth quarter. And the fourth quarter and in overtime, Brady would throw him in the sideline after he dropped the easy gimme with a five-yard slant in. So Gronk ended up with 6 receptions, 79 yards, huge game. And we'll talk about Brady already, 348 yards, a touchdown, and 2 picks. But those three guys, your spearheads, they were so big in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Julian Edelman, I think if it wasn't really clear-cut and set before, in my opinion, a game like today where you really needed him. Again, we know the Patriots wide receiver situation. You know, there's not too many guys there. Hogan had a couple solid catches. You know, Dorsett had that one reception that was a touchdown early in the game. Cordell Patterson, we're going to get to him definitely in this show. But Julian Edelman, a game like today, in the magnitude of the game that it was, the AFC Championship game, third down, big plays, third and tens, Julian Edelman coming up big. This is a guy who, in my opinion, has probably ascended to being the greatest wide receiver in Patriot history. I'm talking over Troy Brown, who's my favorite wide receiver ever. We know Wes Welker and his greatness over the years. You know, Randy Moss, who had that one historic season. I think Julian Edelman has the combination of toughness,
longevity.
Clutchness.
Julian Edelman is amazing.
He is so reliable for this team. I know he's getting up there in age in terms of wide receivers, but he's just been so clutch when healthy. Again, obviously this season, you know, he's had some he missed some games earlier on. You know, he had some drops throughout the season that you're like, oh, that's not usually Edelman. But in a game like tonight, his number was called upon as usual. And he came up huge for the Patriots. You know, Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback to ever do it. He's automatically the greatest Patriot quarterback ever. It's not even a conversation. But Julian Edelman, I think, can make a case to be the greatest Patriot wide receiver ever. And this performance tonight, I think, sealed that for him.
You mentioned Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
All you guys in the chat room right now have mentioned Tom Brady. And y'all used the word GOAT. But I think GOAT's watered down.
Something got to be passed on.
That, you know, Dragon Ball Z is like Super Saiyan, then there's the Super Saiyan God, and you just got to – there's something higher. Because Tom Brady is – it's ridiculous now. It is ridiculous that he finds himself in these situations for how many years, and he always delivers. At all points of time, he always delivers. You give him 2 minutes, he's going to find a way to get there. And it's like the first down, the second down. He gets to third down, and you have no worry. He'll find Edelman down the seam. He'll find Gronkowski down the seam. He'll get it to Burkhead. He knows exactly what to do. And the throws, Mike, the throws were crisp. They were clean. You know, you might not have to put yourselves in third down situations if guys like Cordarrelle Patterson would catch the ball.
Game probably would have been over a lot earlier in that overtime if Cordarrelle Patterson could catch the ball. But, you know, Brady, you know, I see a lot of comments flowing and appreciate the comments, guys. Keep them flowing. We're looking at them. We're reading them. We're going to read them throughout the show. You know, got a guy saying Brady's the MJ of football. You know, again, something to harp on, something we've talked about over the course of the season. This guy's performing the way he did. 41 years old. We've been talking about it all year. 41-year-old quarterback. He's 41 and surgically ran through this defense in the fourth quarter in overtime.
I'm sweating.
He surgically went through this team. And for a guy who's been there, you know, this is, what, 8 straight appearances. This is going to be his 7 Super Bowl appearance.
Who?
Brady.
7 Super Bowl appearance. 7? Soldier Boy. 7. This is about to be, what, his 9th?
9th.
It's about to be 7.
This is so many. So many Super Bowl appearances. And you can see the excitement in him after the game concluded in that overtime. He act like a child who just walked into a toy store.
It's this is unheard of. This is something that you can't put into words at all for a man to be 41 and has dominated ever since he's got into this league.
If Michael Jordan, that's it.
That's it.
Like, that if you're gonna compare him, don't tell me, oh well, he's kind of like Montel. Don't compare me to anybody else in football anymore. Brady is past comparisons to other quarterbacks in the league. He can only be compared to Michael Jordan in terms of what he's been able to do as an athlete in his sport. Straight dominance from the moment he's came onto the scene.
Right.
He's a winner. He's going to yet another Super Bowl. Again, another AFC championship in the bag. He's to the Super Bowl, and it just continues. And even though he's 41, you feel like he could probably come back next year and do, if the Patriots just put the right team around him again, he could make it happen. This team, Marv, this team, all season long, this team is counted out. Brady even said in that interview after the divisional game against the Chargers, you know, people think we suck. We've been counted out all year. You know, there was the tagline, bet against us or something like that. You know, nobody really thought, and I'll be honest about it, I didn't really have that much confidence in this
team. Super Bowl this year, this was not a Super Bowl.
You know, I think everybody wrote this team out of making a Super Bowl run at some point during the season. People just did not see it in the cards for this team. They didn't seem like they had a strong enough quarterback.
This is ridiculous.
The wide receivers, you know, up and down, Josh Gordon in the lineup, out the lineup. Defense seems shaky. Rob Gronkowski's not the same. At some point in the season, I think the majority of Pats Nation, NFL fans counted this team out to make a Super Bowl run. And here we are, sitting down Sunday, January 20th, 2019, after the AFC Championship game, and we can say it again for the third season in a row, 4 out of 5 years in a row, Patriots are going to the Super Bowl to take on the Los Angeles Rams.
If you're watching this live, you can just see me. I'm just dumbfounded. I'm hot. I've been drinking water. I got cups of water off a low. But let's talk about the other guys. We talked about Brady. We talked about Edelman. We talked about Gronk. But man, oh man, Chris Hogan, Sony Michel, Rex Burkhead. These were guys who really stepped up. First, Chris Hogan, salute. Salute. You needed another guy. You needed someone else to step in. You don't have Josh Gordon. You know, the passing game, the separation isn't there. Chris Hogan stepped up.
Sure did.
He stepped up. The one-handed catch that he did, that's a championship play. You needed it, and you would do whatever you can to catch that ball, and that's what Chris Hogan did. You can tell he was playing to win. Those were championship plays Chris Hogan made. Sony Michel, he's the reason you got that big lead to start off. 29 rushes, 114 yards, 2 touchdowns. Rex Burkhead came in the second half. Played great, whether it was through the run, 12 carries and 41 yards, or whether it was through the pass, 4 receptions and 23 yards. I believe he had, he had 2 touchdowns himself. The only play I didn't like with Rex Burkhead is when it was 4th and inches, and you could have had a QB sneak or whatever to continue to play, I didn't mind going for it. I love that you went for it in a 4th round.
Just not with him.
It just didn't like the play call to Rex Burkhead just because of the personnel you had there. But offensively, the other guys, they came to play. James White, we don't know what happened to him in the second half much. He kind of was depleted. But when he played, he was balling. And his 4 receptions, 49 yards in the first half were huge. Those were drive gainers, you know, moving the chain. The Patriots offensively had a great game plan. It was so good to see Rob Gronkowski circling back to Rob. It was just so great to see him have a game that we needed. You know, it's not, there wasn't any touchdowns in it, but it's everything you needed to happen. Mike, let's talk about the defensive side.
Absolutely. Because to start this game, this Patriots defense was playing beautifully. You know, this is a team in the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, they come out and put points up on the board as soon as the game starts. And for the Patriots to hold this team to not only 0 points in the first quarter, but 0 points in the second quarter, I think throughout the course of the season, has been unheard of. This is a team with Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, you know, Sammy Watkins, these guys put up numbers, and the Patriots defense were solid. Between the guys up front getting to Mahomes four times, Mahomes was sacked four times, and that to me is so impressive from this defense that they were able, they were hurrying him and they were sacking him. Right. They were putting the pressure on him, and that's all you can ask for. And it's carryover from last week when they were doing the same thing against Phillip Rivers. And obviously, Phillip Rivers and Patrick Mahomes are two different quarterbacks.
And the coverage was there. Even plays where they got beat. Mike, they got beat because speed kills. They have great offensive weapons. Steve Watkins, he's fast as hell. Tyreek Hill, he only had that one reception because they played him so well. But that one reception, he beat a double team because he's fast as hell. Speed kills with the Patriots coverage was so great. I felt bad for J.C. Jackson.
Yeah, tough game.
Very tough game for J.C. Jackson. And, you know, if it wasn't for Brady Magic, a lot of us could be looking at J.C. Jackson like, man, those calls that he had, those pass interference, those are the reasons why, you know, Chiefs were able to come back and kick that field goal to tie and whatever happens from there. J.C. Jackson had a tough game, and Patrick Mahomes was picking him apart, targeting him a lot, but he was there. He was fighting. It was not like J.C. Jackson was giving up. So I still like it. I hope, you know, he gets another opportunity against the Rams as well because he's a fighter, and he will make plays. But defensively, like we were saying, I loved it. Kyle Van Noy, you could see from the jump, especially in that first half, he was energized. They were ready. They wanted to hit, and they wanted to hit hard. Looking at their numbers here, Damian Williams, he's been great since Kareem Hunt has left.
Yep.
10 carries for 30 yards. You pretty much stopped him. So that's all they have for rushing. Receiving, Sammy Watkins. I said Stevie before. Sammy Watkins, he was your best guy. 4 receptions, 114 yards. You know, a lot of it is off of Mahomes' magic.
Yeah.
You know, breaking out the pocket, giving his guy extra time, the one that was down the field against Gilmore. It's just when you give a receiver that much time, it doesn't matter who you are. You can be the greatest corner of all time. You give a receiver 5 to 8 more seconds than usual, they're going to find a way to get open. He had a decent game. We mentioned Tyreek Hill. He was nowhere to be found. One reception.
And the thing about Tyreek Hill, and I personally know about Tyreek Hill, I've had him on my fantasy team throughout the whole season. He's a game changer. And the Patriots had a game plan, and it was to completely remove him from the game. And I think early on, as soon as they came out, they were putting double teams on him. I think from the looks of it, it seemed like Gilmore was covering Sammy Watkins.
Right.
And the double team, whenever, you know, the play.
They had all different types of coverages.
But the safety would always, majority of the time, come over to help out and double team Tyreek. This guy's a non-factor. 3 targets, 1 reception.
Right.
He had the team record for receiving yards this season. You know,
he's a superstar wide receiver. This isn't just a speedster. You know, speedsters out there.
Tyreek
is a playmaker.
So for the Patriots to really take him out of the equation, that's a huge defensive scheme that the Patriots had, and bravos to him, Belichick, Flores, and doing that. And also Travis Kelce.
Yes,
he did have that one touchdown reception. But for the most part, you know, Kelce and Tyreek Hill are the two, you know, top receivers for the Chiefs. And the Patriots pretty much took those guys out the equation, and they pretty much were forcing the other guys to beat you. Sammy Watkins, Damian Williams, you know, those are the guys that Mahomes is really dependent upon. So the game was there, yes, close game, but the fact that the Patriots were able to knock out those two top guys says a lot about the game plan for the defense coming into it, for sure.
You take away Kelce, you know, you saw a lot of Chung, you saw a lot of J.C. Jackson who was on there. So that's a testament to Mahomes as well, that you take away his top two targets and he was still able to score 31 points. You know, going into 2 weeks from now, the Super Bowl game, the last game, something that needs to be better is obviously the penalties.
Mm-hmm.
Penalties gave this team a lot of opportunity to come back and to score. You're going to be facing a Rams team now who has great weapons as well. You know, I think this was the most dangerous team offensively that you could have faced with the weapons of Tyreek Hill, Kelce, Sammy Watkins, the running game, Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback right now.
All the teams left, you think this is the most dangerous? Out of all the teams,
I think this offensive power was better than any other team in the NFL.
I'll debate the Saints, but continue.
I definitely pick Patrick Mahomes in their offense, but debatable. Regardless, I think this was going to be your hardest test offensively. You did well, but you have to limit the penalties. Another thing, back to the Kelce comment. All week, Gronk's been hearing Kelce's the best tight end in the league. Kelce's the best tight end in the league. Gronk outplayed Travis Kelce this game.
Sure did.
And he, you know, something Kelce doesn't do well is block. Gronk was blocking, and he was receiving. You got 6 receptions for 79 yards with Rob Gronkowski compared to Kelce's 3 receptions, 23 yards, but he did have a touchdown. Gronk outshined Kelce on this tight end battle. That's something that it was getting downplayed because Gronk really wasn't a spectacular tight end this year, but he showed up compared to Kelce.
He definitely showed up and had some huge catches in big moments where the Patriots needed the ball and the chains to be moved. You know, shout out to everything Rob Gronkowski brought to the game. You know, this is a guy who, like I said earlier, had a throwback game. This is between him and Edelman. If you had come into the season knowing that you had Rob Gronkowski and Edelman healthy throughout the whole year, a game like today is what you probably hope to see. Brady's top two guys, Edelman and Gronk, 7 receptions, 96 yards, 6 receptions, 79 yards. But that wasn't the case this season, which also leads to, again, why many people probably thought the Patriots team is not the same. This team, Edelman, Gronk, Brady, not the same. But in the most important game to this point in the season, these guys pulled out their best. And Marv, they're going to have to do it one more time. They're going to have to do it one more time if they're trying to secure Super Bowl win number 6.
You know what else they got to do one more time, Mike? That offensive line now.
Ooh, I saw somebody mention that in the comments. Yes, the offensive line.
Chargers game, spectacular. Against the Kansas City Chiefs, spectacular. They have been great. There was a play, I don't know if you guys remember.
I know exactly what play.
Where Brady, you know, he needed extra time in the pocket. And I think it was Houston was about to strip sack him or destroy Brady.
End the game.
It was going to be game over because it was during the Brady comeback. And Trent Brown somehow, 6'8", 300-something pounds, found a way to get back and stop Houston from that strip sack. It reminded me, it gave me nightmares of the Philadelphia game when Brady got strip sacked to end the game. But Trent Brown was there, who was a lot better than Nate Solder because he sucked in my opinion. He was there. He came in the last second to protect Brady, and that offensive line kept Brady clean. I don't know if he even fell. Then Brady, his jersey looked pretty clean.
You know,
to
Brady, if he gets a little brushed, he'll take a little, you know, flop to the floor like a fish. But man, wasn't sacked. And that's all you can ask for your quarterback, and in the Patriots' case, a 41-year-old guy in the pocket. If he could just stand up straight, look down the field, dissect the defense, be surgical with the football, put the perfect, precise passes to his receivers, you'll have games like today. I won't even really worry about the 2 interceptions. The first interception, yes, a mistake was made on Brady's part, or, you know, Josh McDaniels in the play call in part, because Brady should not have been passing the ball in that situation. And then the second interception tipped off Edelman's hands.
That was rough.
That was rough, you know, especially after you just, you know, luckily kept the ball when Edelman almost muffled the punt where it almost touched his fingers and you kept the ball. Then that interception happens, you know. Roller coaster ride of a football game. But the fact that the Patriots got a major road win. This is a team that has struggled on the road all season long. And obviously going into the Super Bowl, it's supposed to be a neutral location. It's not really home or away. But to go into the road, go on the road against the best team in the AFC and get a win. Obviously, yes, the Super Bowl is the game. It's the Super Bowl. Like, you can't downplay that. But this victory right here?
Huge, Mike.
Major.
Huge.
We're talking about a team that was, what, 3-5? 3-5 on the season, on the road? And they lost maybe their last 3 or 4 road games? It's been a rough season on the road for the Patriots, and they got the biggest road win of them all against the Chiefs.
I mean, this is the greatest – this is the best route you could ask for. You face a hot Chargers team where everyone argued that, oh, maybe they're the best in the AFC. Then you beat them. You wipe them out. Bye. Sorry. Then you go against Kansas City. You jump on them early. You get battle tested. You face adversity. You beat them in overtime. You can't ask for nothing better to go into the Super Bowl where you face two tough teams, and now you get to face, you know, the Rams. It's poetry, man. Who was the first team you got your Super Bowl victory against? This is a team that's going to, you know, they're going to want to avenge that.
Sure are. Sure.
18, 17 years later, wherever it may be, you come back and you can, you know, you have a chance to win now. You have a chance to win your, what, six
Super Bowl.
Six Super Bowl tying Pittsburgh Steelers, I believe, with six. So this is huge. This is one of the most incredible Super Bowl runs I can remember because it wasn't supposed to happen. Just think about week 13, week 14. Think about the times we did Patriots Roundtable. We're just hoping, okay, let's hope we can get to the divisional round. Let's hope we don't have to play in the wild card.
Miami game happens.
The Miami game happened. I said on this show, Mike, that's going to be the game we look back at. That's going to be bah humbug, whatever it is. Don't listen to me because they were playing possum.
You know,
they were playing possum.
This team has made a lot of people eat their words.
Oh, huge.
You know, I saw it come through the comments, the Shannon Sharps, the Max Kellermans. They've made me eat my words, too. And unlike those guys, maybe they'll be different tomorrow on their shows. Or unlike them, I'm not afraid to admit it. I was wrong. I was very wrong because I was nervous against with the Patriots facing the Chargers, even though I felt like they could get through them. But I felt it was going to be a tough game against Los Angeles Chargers. And then this game, I was easily going to accept defeat. If the Patriots lost today, I would have, you know, said Chiefs are the better team, move on. I did not count on this team to make it to the Super Bowl. And like I said to you, if some of you are, you know, basketball fans, Celtics fans, this is very similar to 2010, if anybody remembers that season. The Celtics had an up and down regular season. I think they finished close to 500.
They were in fourth seed.
Fourth seed, close to 500 record. Obviously, the Patriots weren't, you know, 500 football and barely made it to the playoffs. But once the Celtics hit the playoffs,
boom,
they smacked their way through the first, second, and conference finals.
Veterans.
No problem. Veteran team. Here you go with the Patriots. Struggled all regular season. Sucked on the road. Losing some bad games. They've got to the postseason. Ran through the Chargers. You beat the Chiefs on their turf, you're back in the Super Bowl.
It's incredible, Mike, but I think it's us. I think it's us. I think it's the Patriots postgame show.
It might be.
Ever since Weeks came on this show, Patriots have gone to the Super Bowl. They went 14-2, 13-3, 11-5. And we're still going to the Super Bowl. It's us.
This tandem right here.
It's us. I'm saying it right now. It's us.
Every year we've done this show, the Patriots have been in the Super Bowl.
Oh.
That's.
Gotta come back.
We gotta pull out another season. But you know what? I'm gonna jump the gun a little bit. Obviously, yes, this is a fresh victory. But I'm gonna make this declaration right now. I hope everybody's listening to me. I said if the Patriots got through the Chiefs, my prediction was the Saints would win at home and make it to the Super Bowl. And I already gave the Super Bowl to the Saints. That was me. I said if the Patriots can get through, even if the Chiefs can get, whoever came out of this AFC Championship game, I believe they were going to face the New Orleans Saints, and the Saints and Breeze were going to get a Super Bowl win this season. If you watch that game, the Saints got screwed, in my opinion, out of an appearance in the
Super Bowl. It's not your opinion, Mike. They got screwed.
It's the truth.
It's a fact.
They got screwed out the Super Bowl. But now, here's the matchup that you have. Rams-Patriots. I didn't think the Patriots could beat the Saints. Patriots can beat the Rams. Brady knows.
After this game, Patriots could have beat anybody.
Patriots not only can beat the Rams, I think they can they can single-handedly take care of the rims. Gurley not the same over there, Marv.
He looked funny money, but he got 2 weeks.
He has some time to heal up, hopefully. They're banking on C.J. Anderson.
Yeah, we're not letting no C.J. Anderson.
That bowling ball of a looking running back.
We're not letting that happen.
Goff is a young quarterback. And Belichick, he knows how to handle these young quarterbacks. He showed it over and over again. Mahomes, he's a young quarterback and probably the brightest star of the future of the NFL. And Belichick, the defense, had a great game plan for him today. Goff, young quarterback, Gurley, not 100%. You know what Brandon Cooks brings to the table. You had him.
And when the brights are light, he goes away.
The only thing about the Rams that is going to be very scary to me is that pass rush with Sue
and Donald.
They got Littleton over there, solid Fowler midseason acquisition. They got some guys on the defense that can make it tough. But this offensive line has stood firm all postseason long.
I'm not going to make any predictions yet.
I'm just saying.
I agree with everything you say, but something tells me, Mike, you guys will be seeing us a lot during these next couple weeks talking about this game. So, you know, keep your eyes open and you'll see something. But, Mike, looking at the time, you guys have been great. I apologize. Yes. We have not been able to get to the comments.
Appreciate you guys so much, though.
Keep the conversations going as long as you can. For the newcomers that are watching this for the first time, we do something at the end of the show called the Stars and Sorries of the Game. Mike, can you explain to us what the Stars and Sorries are?
If you are a star of the game, obviously from this AFC Championship matchup, you had some big plays, some big moments, some big, you know, a big stat line that really stood out. You had an impact on the game that would put you on the show as a star. But if you are sorry, it wasn't looking too good for you out there, fella. So if you have a star of the game that you want to shout out, if you have a sorry of the game that you want to shout out, send them through the comments. We should hopefully get to some. And let us know how you feel. Marv, let's kick it off with the stars of the game. I think we have a couple automatics that we can get to. I saw some comments coming in. Obviously, yes. Tom Brady.
I mean.
Gronk. Edelman.
The trio. Definitely that trio right there.
I'm also seeing from a guy, David Bambino, saying Brian Flores. Hey, man. He got a head coaching job that's coming up real soon. I don't know how many vacancies are out there, but
Miami is looking like it's going to be the job he gets. So he's going all out because he knows he might never see a championship run again.
Or he might get some other phone calls if there's some other vacancies out there that are a better organization than the Miami Dolphins. So a performance like today, Brian Flores, keep your phone on ring because they might be coming. So, yes, he could definitely get a star of the game.
So who are you giving it officially to?
I'm going with the offensive line. I'm giving the offensive line. Yes, we said Brady, Gronk, Edelman, but the offensive line definitely has to get a star of the game collectively because they kept the pocket clean for Brady. You know, obviously he took maybe a couple swipes at him, but if I can look at a stat line and see that Brady was not sacked.
Clean.
That's
money.
All I can ask for a 41-year-old quarterback who's not mobile, does not scramble. Unless it's completely necessary. They kept it, like Marv said, a clean pocket. I got to give the offensive line a star of the game.
Star of the game. If you watch this, this is going to be a shock. It's going to be a shock to you.
Let me hear it.
Josh McDaniels.
Marv hates that guy.
I think Josh McDaniels sucks. But by God, these past 2 weeks, he has been great. The game plan, getting the ball off. He painted a canvas. The first drive was Picasso-like. It was just beautiful. 8 minutes down the field, dissection. And those are the plays you need. Because you saw Mahomes can score in 40 seconds. So you need plays like an 8-minute canvas is what Josh McDaniels did. He painted something so beautiful. I almost put a tear in my eye. And then throughout the whole game, it was great. Obviously, you need the guys like Tom Brady. You need Edelman, Gronk, the offensive line, Sony, Michelle, Burkhead, and White. But goddamn, it starts with Josh McDaniels. He gets my star of the game.
Shout out to McDaniels. First time for Marv, I think, ever doing that.
Yeah, man.
See some guys coming in. Clifton Brown, our guy Clifton, saying Trey Flowers.
Absolutely. Pay that man.
Hashtag pay that man.
Pay that man.
Clifton says Trey Flowers. Let me see if I have some. Sony Michelle. You know, a lot of comments coming in, a lot of stars. Brian Hoyer, maybe he was a good cheerleader on the sideline. Sure.
Hoyer.
Trent Brown, yes. Shout out to our guy, Griffin, who says Trent Brown. And Marv said that play, if you know the play Marv's talking about, that pretty much saved from a stripped sack and stripped fumbles taking place. Trent Brown definitely has to get a start of the game for that. But like I said, when there's the good,
there's the bad.
And when you're bad on this show, you, us, we tell you
sorry.
I'm already seeing some coming out. J.C. Jackson, yeah.
It was a tough game for him. Yeah, but I'm not going to give him a sorry.
Effort.
I'm not going to. Because those pass interferences and stuff like that, they show. One day, yeah, they were iffy, but they show he's out there. He's fighting, man.
Yeah.
He's scrappy. You remember 2014 Browner? He'd always get you one. He'd always get you one holding or defensive, but you know he was out there hitting. You know, yeah, he was out there putting in work. So you just gotta roll with it. I like J.C. Jackson a lot, but I can understand why he's a sorry in y'all eyes.
I got a sorry.
Go ahead.
I think we in agreement with this one. Game could have probably been over a long time before you didn't even have to get deep in overtime.
We were talking about him before the whole with the Devlin catch.
Somebody in the CR guy, another guy, Michael, you know, already say the same guy I'm talking about. Cordero Patterson.
He sucks. Like, he's just not, and not, he doesn't suck as a football player. He's a football player. He's just not a wide receiver. And for the first time, I'm going to let you go, Mike, but I got to let this out.
Right, please, please.
For the first time all season, Patriots used him as a legit wide receiver. Like, they had him out there running routes, running slants, posts, out routes. They really had him working as a receiver. And he kind of got open. So Brady said, well, I have to throw it to him.
It's open.
He's open. Shank, wank, blank, off the face mask, off the chest. Oh, man.
You know, we talked about guys who really stepped up in this game, the biggest game of the season to this point. He's not one guy who stepped up really big. He could have had a couple catches there to really help this team move forward, you know, be in better position than they were. I mean, they got the win. That's all the Patriots can ask for, but Cordell Patterson, a couple receptions that you could have had there, man, that you really dropped the ball with it. And you know what? Stick to your couple little trick plays and your returning game.
Use him as the gadget player.
But it's just official.
Put Dorsett in those situations.
Cordell Patterson, don't be expecting to line up at receiver in the Super Bowl. Any other sorries? I got some other sorries.
There's more sorries to go. Please fill up the comments with sorries as well.
I got to give a sorry to the refs. Today, NFC Championship game, AFC Championship game, you know, their refs had a lot of questionable calls. Obviously, in the NFC Championship game, the game that call, non-call, was a game changer for the Saints. There was some iffy calls in the Chiefs-Patriots game with some pass interferences and whatnot. But the refs got to be better in these big-time games, you know. You can't be iffy. You can't miss calls. You got to be able to – just how the players are on the field giving out their best effort in the biggest game, you got to expect the same thing with the refs. You know, everybody has to be on the field giving A-plus effort. But I don't think the refs produced that today. So I definitely got to give a
sorry
to the refs.
Couple people on your refs thing. Griffin says, imagine the call the Saints happened to the path. I wouldn't be doing the show.
Oh.
You think I'd be here? You think I'd be doing the show if that play happened?
The comments, you guys, I know you guys would have had my Mac on fire right now through the comments because, ooh.
You'd be doing the show by yourself. Because this room that we're in would have been destroyed.
Yeah, I don't know if a ref if that game, say that game was in like Gillette Stadium, AFC Championship game, and they had a similar call, I don't know how he making it to the airport, train station, mega bus. I don't know how he's getting around, but he better have the best makeup artist to find a disguise possible, because I can't imagine what's going on in New Orleans right now with that ref. Hopefully he's out of town, hidden somewhere. All those refs that are on the staff, because they missed a horrible call, but sorry to them for sure.
Joseph Lehman on the Cordarrelle Patterson said, I would play Slater ahead of him.
Well, you know, Slater, Hall of Famer. I tell Marv this all the time. Slater's a Hall of Famer. He will have a red jacket on. Marv, hold on.
Slater's a Hall of Famer.
Slater.
The punt returner who doesn't catch the punt. Slater.
In the special team section in Canton, Ohio, Slater is going to have that wing of the Hall of Fame named after him one day. That might be the greatest special team player ever.
We will never see Slater on
him and Nate Ebner.
We're only going to see Slater on the offensive field when Brady is kneeling. Slater?
Oh, man.
The guy who can't even cut the punt returns? Slater!
Yeah.
Back to the sorries, though. Yeah, Jones had a pick during that was a time you could have tried to solidify the game before it could go into overtime. Sorry, Kansas City's gotta get some sorry. That whole sorry, Andy Reid, you just can't get over the hump. You just can't do it.
Yeah.
It's Belichick that just stops you every single time. You had your best chance in 2004. You finally got there. That you had a hobble TO, Patriots came, sorry. Then these years go by. You have Alex Smith. Sometimes you guys are the number one or number two seed. You get beat in the divisional round. Sorry. You finally get your AFC championship game at home. You have the best quarterback. He is the MVP. You are facing a team that is 3-5 on the road, and you lose again. Sorry. Sorry, sorry, because this might have been your best chance to do it, because teams are going to start to figure you guys out. Teams are going to start to understand, oh, this is how you take away Tyreek Hill. Okay, this is how you got to start going after Patrick Mahomes. So this was the game. This was the year. This was the year you could do. Patrick Mahomes is going to be great. His projection is going to be all time.
Yep.
But if there was a year to really kick off his superstardom, a kickoff, his legacy would have been right here to pass Tom Brady. They would have called it the handing of
the torch.
Passing the torch. They would have called it that. But sorry, the torch is still lit on our side.
Yeah, Andy Reid, the Chiefs, this was the year. They had the best season. You know, quarterback who had an MVP caliber season. And then they ran into the Patriots. And it's just, once again, Andy Reid couldn't get over the hump of Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. So Andy Reid, Chiefs, to the organization, once again, sorry.
Sorry, sorry, sorry.
So, Marv, AFC Championship game concluded. Patriots advanced. They will be taking on the Rams in 2 weeks. And quick early predictions for the game. I know I gave some earlier. What are your quick thoughts? I know we'll get into some more of it through the roundtable over the course of the week. We'll have a lot of Patriots coverage leading up to the Super Bowl, that's for sure. But quick thoughts, real quick here on the postgame.
No predictions. Just thoughts. This Patriots team, I'm more confident in this Patriots team going to the Super Bowl this year than I was last year. And this year's team had a worse record. But just like I said about being battle-tested, facing the Chargers, facing the Kansas City, the game plan of Josh McDaniels, and you're giving them 2 weeks now to prepare. Tom Brady's on some crazy, ridiculous FU redemption. He calls himself the baddest mother bleeper in the planet. And my God, if I didn't believe it then, from that fourth quarter on, he is the baddest mother bleeping on the planet. So it's about to be real crazy.
Yeah, I definitely feel like compared to last year, this road to the Super Bowl has been much tougher, and it really tested the Patriots. The Chargers team was no team to sleep on, and this Chiefs team was no team to sleep on. And when you're really battle-tested, it helps you in a game like the Super Bowl where you're going to really have to put it all on the line and give your best effort possible. So it's going to be a great game to watch. Super Bowl, once again, for the New England Patriots, third season in a row, 4 out of 5 seasons.
4 out of 5, man. Is if they win this Super Bowl, real quick, to end this show off, if they win this Super Bowl, is this second half of their dynasty run greater than their first half of the legacy of their dynasty run?
Yes. You're talking?
I'm talking 2001 to 2007 Well, they went to the Super Bowl. So 2001 to 2007, is it greater than 2014 to 2018?
This second half is greater. We're talking more Super Bowl appearances. Even with the losses, you're talking more Super Bowl appearances.
Something to think about. Yeah, I think something we might have to
have a conversation.
Something
about
we might have
sure.
to talk about further on. But guys, thank you, thank you, thank you for rocking with us again for another great season. We're saying these thank yous now because we don't know how this game is gonna end next week. You guys have rolled with us all year
Absolutely. Long.
This has been amazing. The comments have been amazing. The love, support. Every time you guys arguing has been great, even though sometimes you guys do not agree with us, we do not agree with y'all. It's just been beautiful. So, thank you. That's all I can say. Just thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Continue to be on the lookout for all of the Patriots coverage coming from CLNS Media. You know, all of our guys will be holding it down. Stay tuned. A lot more to come through this next 2 weeks. And following the Super Bowl, a lot more to come from Marv and myself. Be on the lookout for a lot of content. But everybody, like Marv said, thank you, thank you, thank you. This has been the Patriots Postgame Show, powered by CLNS Media Network, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage for all Boston professional sports. Patriots, to the Super Bowl. Woo! We will see you guys real soon. Have a great night.